Hi, thank you for holding. Is this Jacob? Hi, Jacob?
Yes, hello?
Oh, hi. Hi, Jacob. My name's Jesse. I'm the specialist of the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you doing?
Okay. I'm doing great.
Okay, okay, wonderful. I'm glad to hear that. It's Tuesday, right? Maybe go get some tacos?
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah. So, Jacob, my mapping coordinator, Maria, she just wanted me to hop on the line and go ahead and go over the details of this exclusive listing that we have that we're filling today. But before I get into the price, did you have any questions at all?
Not necessarily that I can think of at the time, I guess.
Okay, okay. Is this something that you've ever kind of looked into doing for your company before?
I really haven't too much, no.
Okay, okay. So I'll just be totally honest with you, okay? I totally believe in transparency, right? I'm not sure
okay.
if you remember, but it looks like we almost signed you up a few years back when we had the listing available. I mean, it was a long time ago. It looks like it was 2018. So that was the last time we had the listing available, and it looks like at that time we had almost signed you up. So
okay.
The listing did become available again for your area. So it looks like the last person that had this listing got booked out 6 months and, you know, just decided they didn't want to pay for it anymore. But we are filling this today. So, I mean, I'm at least sure, Jacob, that you see the value in being placed on search engines in front of your competitors, right?
Sure.
Okay, okay. Now, let me ask you, Jacob, 16 years is a long time in business. How is business going? What are kind of your goals for next year?
Well, I'm not sure how to say the goals are. Business is really good. Help is a little hard to find.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So, you know, to keep expanding, it's a little tough to keep good help on hand. So.
Yeah. I hear this a lot, but, you know, I actually have heard a lot more recently than not that a lot of people have been going back to work. So, I mean, it'd always be helpful to, you know, streamline that work in order to get workers to come in, right?
Yes.
Now, I do have one suggestion for you. Have you ever heard of a program called Google Guaranteed?
I don't think it did, no.
Okay. Now, Jacob, are you licensed and insured?
We are licensed, we're not insured.
Okay, hold on, let me check something real quick here. Let me check. Because with the Google Guaranteed program, most of the time you have to be licensed and insured.
Okay.
But let me check for your area real quick. Hold on. It kind of varies from area to area. Okay, let's see. Okay, so let's see here. Sorry, while I'm looking this up, how's your day been?
Oh, it's been pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
How have you all been doing?
Good, good. So, Jacob, now, do you not have licensing because it's just not something required for your state, or is it just something that you just have decided you didn't want to get?
We just haven't ever got it. I don't know. I'm not sure what's required here.
Okay.
I'm actually a little more into fabricating the materials, and then a lot of my jobs I sub out to licensed contractors and everything.
Okay.
So, and I myself don't go on the job so much. We just supply the materials.
Okay, but you do roofing, right?
Yes, I mean, I myself, like I said, we fabricate the roofing. We make it. And then we sell it and send it to jobs, and then we hire licensed contractors to install it.
Okay.
So that's kind of that's kind of how.
So do you think you would consider yourself more of a general contractor then, or actually a roofer?
Well, I myself would probably be a little more into the general contracting, because I get a lot of the of making and selling the materials. I have people that come to my buy the materials, and they ask me if we have installers available. So, yeah, so I would probably be more into the general contractor, you know, on the roofing part.
Okay. All right. Well, so let me kind of explain this program to you. Now, Google Guaranteed, it is a lead generation service, but the major benefit in the leads, Jacob, is they're exclusive. So they're only sent to you, and you don't actually share them with other companies. So with this, if they're calling about something you don't do or calling outside of your service area, that'll actually be considered a disqualified lead. So now, as far as this program goes, the only thing that actually qualifies a lead for you is if they're asking for a price or setting an appointment. Everything else would be a disqualified lead. All the calls are recorded. And once it's a disqualified lead, the disqualified ones are automatically disqualified. So is that
okay.
Something you might see value in?
Yeah, I would.
Okay, wonderful. Here, let me go ahead and check on this. So as far as pricing goes, 1 second. Let's see here. Still trying to see the requirements for your area. It's a little bit complicated. 1 second. Okay. Almost done here. Now, how much do you typically pay for a lead from Home Advisor?
They kind of vary. I think they're close to $75, you know, average.
Oh, really? Okay. That's kind of a lot, actually.
It is, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I can definitely get you a better price on leads. Hold on. Okay, almost done here. So, let me do this real quick. And how many leads do you typically get from Home Advisor?
Well, we have kind of like a $750 minimum per month, so it's around 10, you know. Like I said, they vary a little, so I'm not exactly sure how to do it. They said it depends on the size of the job, but so it's, you know, probably anywhere from 8 to 12 leads probably per month.
Okay. So that's not bad. So you definitely get some work from it then.
Well, we do. We get some work from them, but, you know, if you only get two or three jobs out of the 12, you know, you have like $750 invested in it, but, you know, you try to make up for it, I guess, when you do the jobs, but.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, even if you can do kind of well with a program like that, then you're going to do amazing with this, because it actually is going to be direct phone calls. So you'll have those calls coming directly to you from Google. It places you at the very top of Google, right under the search bar. So, you know, people will be able to find you directly there. Okay.
So is that when they look for roofing, or what? What do they look for?
Roofing, general contracting. It looks like you can be listed for accessory buildings, commercial products, exterior finishing, home additions, remodeling, kitchen remodeling, other is an option since you're making it. Then foundation and concrete, home building, interior building, bathroom remodeling. So, of course, any type of, I put in both general contracting and roofing. So for roofing, it's attic venting, gutter repair, roof inspection, roof repair, skylight repair, gutter installation, roof and damage insulation, skylight, and then other. So the other is probably the one that would, you know, work the best. But I would still put other things in so people can find you, just for roofing, right? So
okay.
Okay. One second. I'm almost done here and finding out what you need as far as licensing and insurance. Almost done. Okay. So, now, it's almost there. Okay. So, it does look like you need insurance. So, a certified of insurance document must be clearly shown the ability of liability insurance and expiration date. So, you don't have any liability insurance?
No, I don't.
Okay. This would be just... Oh, for roofer and general contractor. Okay, so you basically need insurance under a DBA. So, okay, well, let's scratch that then.
Okay, sure.
We do have other options, though, that especially with the price that you're spending per lead, that's really going to save you money and still get you a lot of business coming in directly. So we have this program. Jacob, it's called it's just basically our Pro, a Platinum, and a Platinum Premier package. Now, all of these packages are month-to-month pricing. They are flat, fixed monthly rates. With these prices, there are no extra taxes, no hidden costs, no contracts. We are a performance-based company, so we actually want to earn your business month in and month out. Now, since you don't have a website, I would suggest our middle package. That package would be $299 month to month. How does that price sound to you?
$299, so it'd be about $300 per month for...
Yes. Uh-huh. I mean, we do have yearly, like, 3 month yearly packages that can kind of save you a lot of money. Like, let's say you did, 3 month package, it's $700. It saves you almost a month off the price. But again, you know, we're a month to month program. So you can absolutely just do it for a couple of months. And then if it, you know, once you see those jobs coming in from Google and you see that steady flow of work coming in, you can, extend it to like a 3 month package and then save yourself some money. So that's always an option.
Okay.
So just to kind of lay out what the $299 package would include for you, Jacob, it is going to be for your Google local optimization setup, therefore that spotlight position for up to 15 keyword phrases. And this is good for you because your job, your basically the work you're doing is kind of a niche market, right? So having that specifically there for you that you're doing, you're making the materials for roofing is going to help target that a lot more specifically. So we will be able to get you on all the popular directory listings because Google really does look for relevancy. So we'll get you on Yelp, Yahoo, BBB, White Pages, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce. It's going to be initial content creation and placement on Bing. We will run Facebook ads, and so these are not just like regular marketplace ads, they're actual sponsored ads. So if somebody looks up for your, you know, anything, any of your services anywhere online and they go to Facebook, your ad will be popping up in their news feed. We'll also get you a fully customized website as well as getting your company on mobile devices like iPhones, Androids, tablets, even voice activated systems like Alexa. So we'd literally cover all your bases.
Yeah, wow, that sounds good anyway.
Yeah, and what I can do for you right now, too, Jacob, is I'll text you over what the website looks like, so you can kind of take a look at our websites. They're made through WordPress. I mean, I'm not sure if you know what that is, but, you know, it's just better than, you know, like Wix or GoDaddy, basically. They are fully customized, optimized, managed, maintained. They are 100% Google compliant. You know, and 16 years in business is, you know, a long time. So, I mean, not only would you have this website to be able to, you know, if you have a current client who wants to refer somebody, and then they refer that person like, hey, check him out, look at his website, you know, you'll still have that brand awareness, you know, because 90% of consumers are going to Google to look for services, but current people can still check you out and refer their friends and family to show who you are online and give you that visibility. Does that kind of make sense?
Sure. It does.
So, for all of it, too, Jacob, we don't want you to just take our word for all of it. We do give you a complete customized tracking and reporting system, so you'll be able to see the keywords you're listed for, how many clicks you're receiving, and even the location of the searches that are performed. So in addition to this, we can also track how many phone calls you receive from new clients. And if you ever want to add any keywords, run any type of promotions, or change any of your content, you'll be able to do that all with the assistance of your account management team. So we like to think of this as a partnership, right? So we are partnering with you to get you maximum exposure on Google itself to bring you in that steady flow of clients. So this isn't something meant to overwhelm you or flood you with business. We just want to provide you with a steady flow of people that you can cherry pick from.
Okay.
So, I mean, Jacob, you know, since we are a month-to-month pricing with no contracts, I'm sure you want to go ahead and give this a shot for a couple of months, right?
Not sure what to do at the time.
Okay, well, what are your thoughts? What are you thinking? I know it's a lot of information, so if you want me to kind of break it down a little bit, I mean, if there's anything that you kind of don't understand or need me to clarify, you know, let me know.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I believe I pretty much understood what most of the thing he's talking about there.
Okay. Well, here's the thing, Jacob. You know, when it comes to Google, right, I'm sure you do this, I do this, we all do this. When you go to Google, 87% of the buying decisions are starting and stopping with those companies there on the first page of Google, right? So only 1% of consumers actually even go to the second page of Google. Now, as far as, let's just say roof fabrication, correct? Is that what you do?
Yes.
Okay.
The metal roofing we do metal roof fabrication.
Okay. Let's see how many people. Okay. So you live in a pretty small town. Now, what is, like, kind of a major town that you're going to outside of Annabelle?
You mean the biggest town around, or where we're doing more business, or?
Yeah, like, where do you do most of your business? Like, what city? You do it in Atlanta?
Well, I mean, that's some, but we do, the bigger one that we do quite a bit is like Hannibal, Brookfield, Mobley, Macon.
Macon, okay.
La Plata, yeah. Macon's the closest one.
Macon, let's see. Okay, so for that specific keyword, it looks like there were about 600 searches done in that kind of those combined cities in the last 30 days. So there are definitely people looking for the services you provide. It's just about being able to capture a percentage of those searches, right? So the only way you're going to be able to do that is we market towards your peak business hours of the day with both computer and mobile devices. So, you know, and I mean, again, Jacob, I know you're absolutely going to love this program, but we don't walk you into anything. So it's only profitable for us if it's actually profitable for you. You see what I'm saying?
Sure.
And I mean, essentially, once you get this going, you're not going to have to do anything else online ever again. So I don't know if you already have Home Advisor on pause or not, but I mean, you absolutely wouldn't have to do anything else by having this Google presence. Just so you know, if you're a little bit overwhelmed with the month-to-month at all, we do have things called seasonal pauses, so you can pause for up to 2 months as well.
Okay.
So what do you think? You want to give it a shot?
So now if I do this, are you going to have, what more are you going to need to do to make it work for me?
Okay, so that's a great question. So, Jacob, just to kind of break down how it's going to work, basically I'll set you up, I'll just get some very basics about your company. I'll get payment, and then I'll send you the terms. So it'll be in writing everything that we've discussed, as well as have a read what's called a voice verification. It's just to kind of outline the service agreement with us. So then I will set you up for a client interview. Most likely that will be for tomorrow. Now, the client interview is between 20 and 40 minutes, depending on how many questions you have. It's just where kind of the magic starts, where they're going to get everything in detail and set you up for the program. So from 5 to 7 days, we're going to get you the reporting dashboard that I talked about, as well as submitting your company with all the popular directory listings. From 10 to 12 days, we're going to get you on mobile devices, as well as do what's called a NAPW cleanup. It's a name, address, website, phone number cleanup. So we clean up your current online presence, because I see you have a couple of directory listings like Yellow Pages, MapQuest, TofindLocal. I don't actually see a Google Business Profile for you, so between that 10 and 12 days, we'll get the Google Business Profile up for you, and that's actually what we'll be optimizing to the first page. From 7 to 14 days, we'll get you the website, the fully customized website, and then from 7 to 14 days, we'll get you the Facebook ads, so those will be up and running. And then from 30 to 45 days with the map section, it'll all begin to appear there on that first page. So basically all I need from you today is just basics about your company and then to get payment. So all of that will take like maybe at the most 10 minutes. It doesn't really take that long.
So, I mean, once I do payment, everything else, everything you do is included in that payment, or I'm going to have to pay more to get anything done to set things up, or?
No. So, Jacob, that is a flat rate. So it'll always stay that as long as you're with us. We will never call you asking for more money. It will always remain that price. So everything that I said is absolutely included.
Okay. So we do $299 for a month, for 3 months, up to about $900.
Yeah, and I mean, again, if you wanted to, you know, just start for the first month, and then if you wanted to change it to like a 3 month plan, it'll save you some money. So you do always have that that ability to kind of just, if you wanted to, just see how it goes for the first month, and then, you know, tell them, hey, I'll do a 3 month plan, and then it'd be $700. So it'd save you like it's like $199 or something.
Okay, so if I would do 1 month, it'd be $299, and then if I would do a 3 month, it would be closer to $700.
Yeah, I mean, if you wanted to, you absolutely can do that now. I just don't want to overwhelm you, so or anything. Like, if you want to do just the $299 now, that's completely fine. If you want to do 3 months, it'll definitely save you some money.
Okay. All right, I might just do the 1 month, you know, to get started, and then.
Okay.
And then do like you said,
the 3 months.
Yeah, if we do more, maybe do like 3 months at a time.
Absolutely. So, Jacob, now, your last name is Miller, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And what is the best email for you? I'm sorry, what was that?
Okay, can you hold on just a bit? I got somebody need to... Okay, so he's getting that right soon then?
Yeah, he's going to get a few rafters that he will go on the built.
Okay.
So, I don't know, I'll take a million balls.
Sure.
Okay.
Sounds good.
We're going to go with that stuff out there.
In the Galvalume. All right.
In the Galvalume.
Yes. Yeah. All right.
Thanks.
All right, appreciate it. Sorry about that.
No problem. Oh, gosh, you're so sweet. Don't even worry. I'm a totally patient person. So if you ever need to talk to somebody, just let me know. I'll absolutely wait. So, Jacob, what's the best email for you?
It'd be Miller's Metals 2008 at gmail.com.
So did you start your business in 2008?
That's when I got involved with fabricating the roofing. I was doing construction before that.
Okay.
But that's when I got, started with the fabrication part.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Great. That's amazing. I just was going to say your business has gone through a lot, you know, from 2008, a recession, you know, going through that. And I mean, that's a lot to go through. COVID, you know.
Yeah, that COVID really did some stuff to a person, but we're still going.
Yeah. You know what? It's interesting because, I would say for actually a lot of businesses, I feel like it actually helped them in a way because people were kind of sitting at home and thinking like, what should I do to my house? I don't know. That's what I heard from a lot of people though, is it actually
that's kind of how it seemed here for a bit. I mean, you know, people that came in for quotes and stuff before this sometimes said, we'll see, we'll get back with you. But over the COVID year, it kind of seemed when pricing started really increasing, people that came in for quotes, it didn't take them long to say, okay, let's go ahead and do it. I don't know, were they afraid, you know, the price is going to keep going up, or they were also getting some government money, you know, and like you said, sitting home and wanting to do stuff. And so, yeah, it kind of seemed like that. Really worked out way, so.
Yeah. Okay, well, so, and then, Jacob, your best address, is it going to be the 37682 State Highway?
Address for what? For the business, or do you need a mailing address?
Well, so is your billing address and your business address, are they different?
Yes, they are.
Okay, so is the 37682, is that your business address?
That's the business address, that's correct.
Okay, perfect. So that's where we'll be sending the it's called a PIN verification. So basically, it's Google mails you out a PIN verification. It's 6 digits. It's just to verify that you have an actual address for a business. So that's what I was talking about. That'll take about, you know, at the most 12 days. But we really like to under-promise and over-deliver. So I've seen it happen quicker than that, but it you know, at the most it'll take about 12 days to get mailed out to you. So,
sure, okay.
But I'll get the different address for the billing in just a second. So Now, Jacob, what are your hours of operation? Like, when do you want to be taking phone calls?
I like to stay between 8 o'clock and 4 o'clock.
Monday through Friday, Monday through Sunday?
Monday through Friday, please.
Okay. And then do you have a logo or do you want us to create you one?
No, I don't necessarily have one. You can just go ahead and create one.
Okay. And then, do you have a Facebook business profile or do you need us to create you one?
I don't have any.
Okay. That's fine. We can go ahead and create you one. You've never had a website for your company, right? So you don't have any type of domain name or anything?
No.
Okay. And then, now, Jacob, anything I'm going to mention here is going to be included. It won't cost anything extra. But would you at all be interested in something called a call tracking number? So basically what this is, Jacob, it's a number that's listed online that's not your personal phone number, but the calls will be directed to your personal line. I don't know how into tech stuff you are, but it does come with an app. The major benefit in the call tracking number, Jacob, is it kind of eliminates any spam calls. It helps reduce on any kind of calls that you don't want coming in. You can kind of track everything. Is that something that you'd be interested in?
No, you're saying it would go to what kind of number or would it go to first? I mean, would I have to have another number or...
No. So it would go to your personal line. It's just a different phone number listed online.
Oh, I see.
So it's kind of like having a business line, basically.
Okay. I mean, is that kind of limits out this?
Say that again?
If that kind of limits the scam calls or whatever, then that would be great if we could do that.
Yes, absolutely. Oh. It definitely does that. So basically what I'm going to do is I'm just going to text you over the application for it. It's a very easy application, Jacob. All you do is put in your phone number and email and just have that ready for your client interview, okay? Now, Jacob, do you want to add anybody as a authorized user on the account, like any spouse or partner or anything?
I mean, what's the gain the good or the bad of it? I mean, if nobody is on it, what does that do? Or if somebody is, what does that do?
So it's basically if you just have anybody that might call in trying to get information about your account, that they have authorization to do that. I mean, it's pretty much up to you. Like, if you don't want anybody, that's fine. If you want to add somebody later on, you absolutely can. It's just so people can get information about your account, because if somebody calls in and they're not an authorized user on the account, then we can't give them any information about your account.
Okay, let's not for now, probably.
Okay, totally fine. Jacob, I'm going to set up your client interview right now. Let me see what I have available. Hold on one second.
One thing I did want to tell you, the phone I've got here is only like an office phone.
Okay.
I don't get text messages on it.
Oh, really?
So.
Oh, okay. It says that they were sent. So the 660-346-1394, that doesn't receive text messages?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. Do you have maybe a cell phone that I can text this stuff to?
I mean, I don't have any for me. One of my employees would have a cell phone that we can maybe do that, or when I check my emails, the only way I've got to do that is like on his tablet. I use his tablet for my emails, and I don't know.
I'll just email it to you. That's totally fine. I'll do that right now.
And I don't have that with me every day. Just check them, now and then. So,
okay, no problem. So, it So basically, there will be several emails sent to you. So right now, you don't have access to that tablet at all?
I don't. I mean, I could probably have it this afternoon later, but I don't have it right now.
Okay, that's totally fine. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to hold on one second. Okay, so I'm going to once we you pay for the program, Jacob, it automatically texts you the terms, so it's everything that we had in writing. So I'll just email that to you and then call you later and get that signed once you have it. And I'll definitely, if you have a pen and, do you have a pen and paper handy?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Okay, so write down my extension and phone number.
Okay.
So it is 56, or I'm sorry, I'm about to give you my cell phone number. It's 877-635-6225. And my extension is, you press 1, and then you press my extension, it's 2267.
2267.
So once you get your tablet, you can go ahead and call me, but we'll just set up a time that I can follow up with you as well. So now, as far as the client interview goes, what time tomorrow do you have more available? Like in the mornings, in the evenings, in the afternoons, around this time? Is this good?
I don't always know. Let's see. Maybe around the 10:30 or 10:30 maybe.
Okay.
Yes.
So I can do it from 10 to 11. I can tell them to try to do it closer to 10:30. But they just allow hour increments in case they're finishing up with somebody before you. So
okay.
just try to look out for that call between 10 and 11, but I'll try and tell them to do it closer to 10:30, okay?
Okay. I mean, yeah, they can try it 10 also. I mean, it all depends on customers, I guess, kind of.
Okay.
What I've got in and out here, so. And your name is Jesse, is that right?
Yes, yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay. Perfect. So now, what would your billing address be?
25391.
25391.
State Highway K.
Okay, okay.
Macon.
Mm-hmm.
Macon, Missouri, 63552.
Okay, perfect. And is it going to be a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
It'll be a Visa.
Okay, so Jacob, I'm ready for that card number whenever you are.
Okay, I should have it already. Okay, it's 4127.
Mm-hmm.
3000.
Okay.
0627.
Okay.
7358.
Okay, and then the expiration?
926.
Okay, and then the 3-digit code on the back?
47.
Oh, you kind of skipped out there for a second. What was it?
547.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm doing now, Jacob, is I'm updating and processing payment for the $299. Now, I'm going to read what's called a voice verification to you. This is just, again, because I have you on a discounted pricing program that's not normally advertised. So as I'm walking you through this, If there's anything you don't understand or you need me to clarify, just let me know and I'll go ahead and rephrase it for you. Okay? So,
okay.
Jacob, it's welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Miller's Meadows.
Okay, please state your name and title within the business.
Jacob Miller, owner.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
And now, Jacob, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Now, Jacob, what this means is we will never call you asking for more money, and if any other marketing company calls you, just simply let them know that you're working with us already. Now, what I'm going to do right now is set up a security question with you. So if you ever have any doubt about who's calling, just ask them the security question, and they'll give you the answer that you provided to me. So the three security questions are mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. You can choose either one of those.
Probably mother's maiden name.
Okay, what would that be?
Suzanne Eicher.
Her last name is Eicher.
Did I unload you already?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What was that again?
Her last name was Eicher.
Yes, E-I-C-H-E-R.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so now, Jacob, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a 24-hour period?
Okay, well, how was that question again?
No, it's okay. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a 24-hour period?
Yes.
And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Jacob, if you do any additional online marketing, which you won't need to, just simply let us know, okay?
Okay.
So we're almost done here. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date of November 8th, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $299. Now, this will be a recurring payment. So when the term is completed, it will automatically renew on the 8th of the month in the amount of $299. Now, Jacob, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent your charges from the next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. So do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
You said at least 3 days before the next billing term?
Yes, yeah, exactly. So today is the 8th, so if for whatever reason you decided you didn't want to continue, it would have to be 3 business days before the 8th.
Okay.
Okay, so do you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, and would this be the number, your number to do that, or?
Yes, so the 877 number that I gave you is always going to be the number to do that on. So you definitely can do that on the 877 number. And you can always reach me directly at any time, Jacob, if you need anything. Please feel free to reach out to me. But tomorrow you'll be introduced to your account management team, so you'll get to know them a little bit better. We're pretty much all done. I need to get that those terms signed from you. So when do you think you might be able to get your tablet? Like what time?
It may be closer to 3:30 today, I'm thinking.
Okay, 3:30. Okay, perfect. So I have you put in for then. I'll go ahead and at least what I'm going to do for now is I'm going to send you an email just with a YouTube video of exactly how your reporting dashboard works, so you can check that out. You already have my extension and phone number. So again, if you need anything at all, Jacob, at any time, please feel free to reach out to me. Your invoice was emailed to you as well. So there was an invoice that, you know, you can see everything you paid for. And otherwise, I'll be talking to you again at 3:30, okay?
Okay, and what did you say the name is? Local Splash, or how did you say it?
Yeah, Local Splash, yes. Uh-huh, just like a local and a splash of water.
Okay. All right. Okay, I appreciate it, and we'll talk to you then.
Yes, great. I'm so excited for you, Jacob. You're absolutely going to love this and what it's going to do for your company. So I will talk to you again a little later today, okay?
Okay, sounds wonderful.
Okay, bye, Jacob.
Thank you, and bye.